Well, I tremble before you because I was not expecting to do this. I always prefer that God use another vessel, but I feel that He's led me to get up here. I need your prayers, and I would like for you to, the song that was just sung, Will You Go With Us to Heaven, and actually a number of the songs this morning, we've had the invitation from God already, and this is just a little further of His invitation to us. I'm Brother Fari Matthews. Let me first state I'm Brother Fari Matthews from the Pacoima Congregation in California. Met my wife there. Thank the Lord. Many of you know me. I'm a singer. Sang with my family for many years. And I tremble to stand here in this position right now. But I know that God has something to say, not just to the saint. We always like to come and have God speak to the sinner. But right now, He has something to say to everyone. He has a word for all of us, and the word is come. Come. It says Jesus is coming. We know Jesus has come once. God promised in the garden that he would send a remedy for the fall of man. And He did that through the coming of Jesus Christ. And we don't do anything here today because besides preaching Jesus Christ, you know, I was already mentioned in this meeting, Paul said, I don't preach anything but Christ and Him crucified. That's all we want to preach. Jesus Himself, when He was here, He gave a number of sermons. And one of His great ones, it was touched on last night, and we'll pick up there, was in Matthew, the 11th chapter, verse 28. Very familiar passage of Scripture. And Jesus, when he came as a commoner. He didn't come as someone who was, you know, everyone was expecting Him to come in a lot of fanfare. You know, remember when the wise men came from thousands of miles away to see Him? We know this person's been born. God's revealed this to us. Where is He that is born King of the Jews? The people who knew where He was supposed to be born weren't even looking for Him. But God revealed to some others, there's somebody I want you to go see. And they did a number of things. If you look into what they brought as gifts to Him, they were in preparation for His life and for His death. God prepared and was already dealing with people. They had the Scriptures. They had the book of Daniel, possibly. And they were people who were well-learned. And God revealed to them, well, we can be well-learned, but if we are not open to the Holy Spirit, we might miss what God has for us. Well, my desire is that we would hear the voice of God calling us this morning, that we would listen to His Holy Spirit, that we would receive His invitation, that we would not close our ears to what He has to say to us. In Matthew, the 11th chapter, verse 28, He says, very familiar passage, one of the greatest calls, possibly the greatest call in history. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That one word, come. An invitation. I can imagine Jesus when He was here. You know, crowds went after Him, but when He would speak to them, he was embodying the entire power of heaven in one person. And you know how when you I'm a parent, and when you have children, there are times when they have a need, and a good parent is receptive to them at any point in time. There are times sometimes when I'm busy, but if your child has a need, you're like, come to me, you know, come here. Or I will take time out of my day or time out of whatever I'm doing right now. I will set that aside and I will address you. You are important to me. You belong to me. You're mine. Come to me. There are times when a child is maybe disobedient and they've done something they should not have done, and yet you still have that yearning, that desire, that love for them to come to you so that you can address and remedy the situation. God is the same. He is our Heavenly Father. He is the one who has from the beginning of time, He has yearned for His people to be redeemed unto Him, to be connected with Him ever since we fell. You know that oneness that Adam and Eve had in the garden? That walking as one? He still desires that today, right now in 2021. And the way that He does that is you have to decide, I want to be in union with Him. I want to be connected with Him. Well, Jesus stood up, and I can imagine Him just spreading out His arms, like when a child runs to you, He spread out His arms and said, come unto me, all ye that labor. Now, when we think about labor, I thought about what Brother Ivan said, and he's correct. The way of the sinner is hard. But sometimes even the people of God, the way when we try to go our own way, it can be hard too. You know, a lot of us labor in our own intellect. We labor in our own desires and things that we yearn just because sometimes we're human beings and we have a desire. And maybe that's not what God has in mind for us at that time, but we're struggling and we're trying to, if you will, force the issue. I speak from firsthand experience. You know, you can be saved, you can be sanctified, and yet God hasn't really arrested you to the point where you would say, I give up trying this. Lord, I just want to do what you want me to do. So many struggles sometimes of the people of anyone, God's people, sinners, so many people are going their own way and not listening to what God would have them to say. And He's saying, come to me. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Come and be connected and joined with me, and you will find that the way is actually easier than you going by yourself. Can you imagine an ox going along by himself, having to carry the whole load? But if you put another one, Jesus, the experienced ox with the young bucking, if you will, ox that most of us are, you know, no matter whether you're a man, woman, boy, or girl, a lot of us, we all have our own ways and our own thoughts and our own ideas. And sometimes God wants to yoke us up with Him. I thought about His call is not just only to me. It's not just to you. It's to the entire world. In our world today, there are many people all around, in our nation even, if you look at all the unrest, if you look at the tensions, if you look at the struggles even in the church to, you know how to rise above what is going on out in the world. Sometimes, you know, even as ministers, God has to teach us and train us how to be sensitive to His call, sensitive to the Holy Spirit, and say, Lord, what would you have in this situation? We don't know anything. God hasn't, we're not God. It was mentioned, you can have a body of ministry get together, and yet when they make a decision, and it can be sound, it can make sense, but it could be labor. It might not be exactly what God wants. We want to hear the Holy Spirit. When He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He's not just talking only to those who are laboring out in sin, and you know maybe they're using vices of the world to kind of assuage their sorrows, or to, you know, we heard about just making it another day. He's even talking to the mother who is caring for her children and gets busy throughout the day and is a stress, and He's saying, come and I will give you rest. He's saying to the Father, and I have experience with this, the one who is struggling to make it, you know, just to make it in the world and do what he feels even sometimes God's called him to do, and gets weary and tired, and He's saying, I will give you rest. Come unto me. Give me all your burdens. Bring me every care. Come to me. Whatever you're loaded down with, I have the remedy. It is me. Come and get yoked up with me. Come and get under the yoke with me, and I will take you through this life. You will have peace and rest. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Sometimes even the ministry, we don't quite know how to handle things. But when we go to God, when we come to Jesus and say, Lord, what do we do in this situation? He tells us, get yoked up with me. Come to me. I will tell you what to do. I will give you the inspiration. I will give you everything that you need to make it through this situation or to address this. Come to me. If anybody has a question of what we need today, it is Jesus Christ. It is Him and Him alone. It is He's saying, with His arms outspread and stretched, come unto me, all ye that labor, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. That learning isn't something that's necessarily easy. Oftentimes it's not even desirous. We heard in Sunday school this morning about the reason, the purpose for why we oftentimes have to go through trial and affliction. And it's because God has a purpose. He has designed something that He wants all of His people to get a hold of, that He wants the whole world to get a hold of. Do you know that a church that is walking in alignment with Jesus Christ is irresistible to the world? Do you know that? Do you know that when the Holy Spirit is working among the people of God, it overflows? If you will, turn with me to the book of John. John, the 7th chapter. This was another one of Jesus' great calls. It said there in John, the 7th chapter, in the first verse, it says, after these things, Jesus walked in Galilee, for He would not walk in Jewry, because the Jews sought to kill Him. And they had the Feast of Tabernacles coming up. Anyway, in that 37th verse, it says, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. But if any man thirsts, you know, that's a big if, isn't it? You know, the world does thirst, but a lot of times we don't quite know what will satisfy that thirst. There are many people who are thirsting for something and they haven't found the remedy. There are many who have who are crying out, their heart, their soul, their whole body, their whole being is crying out for something. And yet they don't quite know that there's somebody who's already told them, if you come to me, I can fix it. If you come to me. I thought about in this, though, when he's talking about here the Holy Spirit, we can have a thirst. He said there on the Sermon on the Mount, he said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Now, when he said filled, did he mean that you would be filled and you would never thirst again? There have been times in my life where he has come and he has overflowed me with the Spirit. And those are wonderful moments. They happen sometimes right here, you know, like in camp meeting. And then there are times when you just spend time with God in your prayer closet or where I take walks. I go walking and I like to look around at the mountains around the San Fernando Valley. And I see God and it's in the cool of the morning and I hear the birds and things. And that brings me into His presence a lot of times. And then He comes down and He dwells with you and He speaks to you and you have union and oneness with Him. And then you go on in life and you appreciate those times. And then there's a time like, Lord, I need some more. Lord, I need you to come down and bless me some more. Just because I was thirsty yesterday and you filled me doesn't mean I can't be thirsty again today. And you give me more. Because God wants us to come into eternal, really eternal oneness. The whole point of us coming here is so that we can truly go to heaven. You know, will you come? He wants us to go to heaven. We're not in heaven yet, but if you are headed that direction, hopefully you get thirsty and say, Lord, I want more of you. Lord, I want to be nearer to you. Lord, I want you to draw me closer to you. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Now, he didn't say take a sip. He didn't. He said, come unto me and drink. And I thought about, you know, there are times when I watch my son drink. And he can guzzle a lot really fast. I never really was able to do that. I have a kind of smaller throat. Some of my brothers could do that. And I always kind of envied that. I said, boy, when they're thirsty, they can really assuage their thirst quickly. Well, they can just enjoy what there is. And I'm like, well, I'd like to enjoy it. But sometimes I can only take maybe an ounce or so at a time. But when you come to God, when he has Unlimited resources. Unlimited resources for our disposal. Not just for those who don't know him, but for those who even know him. You can be living as close to God as you possibly can, and yet you can be thirsty. You can desire more of him. And he says, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink, and out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. You know, overflowing. I thought about Jesus Christ himself. John said in another passage, he said, the Spirit of God was upon him and without measure. Unlimited. You know, do you want God to be unlimited in your life? Do you not want to have him bottled up in any recesses of your heart or your soul or your spirit? Come to him. He's calling. He's saying, I have what you want. I have what you need. I have what you desire. I have what your body is crying out, what your soul is crying out for this morning. You and my spirit can be in union, can be in oneness. We can be as just in complete, in complete synchronization. We can be completely walking together, completely, let's use the word complete. We can be complete together. He's calling. He's crying, come unto me. Come kneel at my feet. And I thought about that song last night, you know, at the feet of God. You know, that's where you will get your healing. That we need spiritual healing. We don't just need healing of the bodies, but we need all that. Everything that, you know, the world needs healing. Our nation needs healing. Our even sometimes the church needs healing. You know, God, we need God to be the remedy for all the ails that man brings into the world. You know, sin doesn't just touch. You can be a sinner, but do you know your sins touch me? Do you know that the sins of the world touch the whole world? Do you know that the rebellion of one part of the world touches the whole world? But when there are people who are yielded to God, when they come to him, and they say, you know, sometimes there are times when I don't need my children to have done wrong or to have be hurt to come to me. Sometimes I want to just enjoy my children. You know what? My son, he's a very affectionate person. And sometimes he just likes to come up on his mother and me, and sometimes almost to the point of a little bit of a nuisance, where he wants to just hug all on us. And that's good. I've had to learn as a father, don't push that away. You know what? God does not push us away. When we want more of him, he's saying, come to me. You can sit in my lap all day. Yes, you can jump into my arms all day. I have more of my Holy Spirit to give to you. I have more of whatever you desire. We always think of, we say, Lord, give me more grace. Do you know what you need is more of his Holy Spirit? What are the fruits of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace. All these things are fruits of the Holy Spirit. If you have the Holy Spirit, the natural flow from that will be all the graces of God. The natural flow of everything that comes from his Holy Spirit. You want unity? Lord, give me the Spirit of God. Lord, I want more of your Holy Spirit. Lord, I want it to be, I don't know that we can meet where Jesus was without measure, but I'm going to go as close as I can to that. Lord, bless. Lord, I want to have a union with you where I don't allow the world to break my bond with you. I don't allow my job every day to break my bond with you. I can still be in union with you even though you've given me tasks and things to do, because you said that out of my belly would flow rivers of living water. He's saying, come, you know, right now. Give me whatever little trouble you have, and all of our troubles, they are light. They're small. We may think of them as being large. I thought about through the Sunday school lesson this morning. Sometimes we have the inability to see what's going on. We look at the circumstances more so than looking at Jesus himself. You know, he said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Don't you think you would come to somebody who had all power? Wouldn't you run to him? You know, wouldn't you just pour out your heart to him? He knows already what your issue is. He already knows your need and your hunger, and he already knows that I have a feast prepared for you. You know, another place he said, come and dine. You know, come to the table and feast at what I have spread out for you. Come and receive it. Enjoy it. You know, take partake of it. And yet so many of us, I think of a passage of a song, in the song I'm Trusting You, it says, I've tried my own way so many times, but now I know, Lord, that yours is best. Trusting your ways and giving you praise helps me to stand each test. When we decide to abandon our little thoughts, you know, he said, my thoughts are so much higher than yours. My ways are so much higher than yours. When we abandon our little thoughts and inclinations and things that naturally pull at us because of our humanity, when we relinquish all that to God, he fills us up. And not only does he fill us up, but it says, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And when it says out of his belly, out of the very depths of that person. And when I think of it over, I think of overflowing. I think of it as getting on everybody else around you. When God anoints, when he blesses, when he pours out of himself, it explodes. It gets on everybody else. The world really can't contain it. And that's what he desires for you and me. He desires for each one of us to have a yearning for him that he will cause us to overflow and to bless the world around us. No matter where you are, you know, God has us all in different pockets of the earth. You know, you may not even be from this country. You may be in another part of the world. And we know that God has people all over the world, and he has had people all down through the ages. My desire is to be just one little small joint in that one eternal body that is heading to heaven. I want to be part of that van, but I want where God has placed me to be overflowing with his Holy Spirit. I want it to be overflowing, and he wants you and me to be vessels that cannot be contained. Now, your containment doesn't mean that you have to, I can't do like Brother Tony and just jump and shout and hop around like that. That's not what I do in public. I've done that a little bit in private, but that's not my nature in public to do that. But I can have tears. I can have joy. I can have a deep-seated a connection that cannot be denied. You can have the anointing of God in your, and you can be so, you can, it can be to where those around you say, what is that? I thought about that illustration during the Sunday school lesson of a man who saw somebody, the way they reacted when their pallet of shingles was stolen, and he said, what is that? What do you have that I don't have? How do I get that? You know, Jesus is saying, you come to me, and then you know we can all be witnesses. We will be witnesses of the Holy Spirit working and moving in our lives. And I thought of one other come. It was already read this meeting as well, but the Bible ends with an invitation. In Revelation, the 22nd chapter, he said there in Revelations 22 and 12, he said, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning and the end. I am the first and the last. The whole of salvation, the whole of the gospel is wrapped up in Jesus Christ. It's wrapped up in his invitation to come to the Father through him. It's wrapped up in whatever your thoughts are, or whatever you may believe, he's saying today, no matter what you have, no matter what hang-ups you may have, no matter what logical things you don't understand, come to me. I will make it clear. Come as you are. We sang last night, just as I am. You don't have to say, I need to fix this, I need to get this in order. Nope. You just come to Jesus because he has the remedy. He is the beginning and the end. He's all of it everywhere through. He is the whole. The whole of the gospel is him. Come to him. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without our dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. And then it says, and the Spirit and the bride. who is the bride? We are the bride of Christ. We, those who have already tasted of this tree of life, those who already have rivers of living water flowing out of their belly, we don't just want it to be closed up. We don't want it to be something that, you know, I like to eat pie. That's one of my favorite. I like to make pie. And there have been times when I wished I could have eaten the whole pie myself. But if it's good, you know, other people want a taste of it. You know, and if you and being a baker, I enjoy not just me getting to have some. I want other people to enjoy what I've made as well. You know, I want you to have some of what I've tasted of. You know, it says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him." I want you to taste God. I want you to have this flowing out of your belly this morning. Because God is overwhelmingly, abundantly better than anything you've ever tasted. If you don't just need to try God, just get all in. You know, get more. If you had a taste, get some more. Now, the good thing is God has a whole pie for every single one of us. He has an anointing for every single one of us. If you don't know who God is today, he has a purpose for you. He is the Spirit and the bride are saying, come. And let him that hears, they're saying, come. And whosoever will, meaning there is no one who says, God's not for me. They cannot say that. God is for you. You decide if you want to come or not. You have to get up and make the decision. You are the one who has to say, Lord, I lay everything else down. All these things I've tried, all these, everyone has their own themselves, to be honest. Every self is different. There are billions of different ways people look at it, and each one of those is encapsulated in a human being. But God is saying, come to me. Come to me, because he's the completer. He is the one who makes every single one of us whole. He is the one who makes us whole to be a witness to make other people whole. What has touched you should touch someone else. You know, what he has blessed you with is not just for you to hoard and to keep to yourself, but it's for the whole kingdom of God. It is for ages to come. It is for all of us. We all want to go to heaven. There's very few people who would say, probably seriously, maybe some people would say it, but if they really seriously thought about it, they wouldn't necessarily say, I just don't want to ever be joined up with God. Most people, they want to know God. Maybe they haven't even been introduced to him, or maybe they haven't ever really heard that he has the full remedy for them. But guess what? If he has the remedy for you, you might be that witness who can point them to God. And the river of life that flows from heaven, from the throne of God down to earth, really to carry us back to himself, he's saying, come. The Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And we'll stop there. But my burden is the Spirit, the bride, Jesus himself. God is calling. Oh, his wondrous love and mercy will receive you, not only in heaven, but he will receive you right now. If you come, you can come to an altar of prayer. You can come to, however you need to come to God, you need to come. Is what he's saying. Come unto, who would say, Lord, I don't have a desire to know you. I don't have a desire to know you more, when he is so lovingly spreading out his arms, just like he did when he died on the tree. When he died on the cross, he spread out his arms and he died. You know that little story? I asked the Lord, how much do you love me? And he spread out his arms and he died. And he's receiving you. I thought about the picture of Stephen, who was able to have the same attitude as his Savior. And Jesus stood up in heaven. You know, he's maybe sitting for you and me right now, but he stood up for Stephen in that moment. And he was like, yes, whatever you are portraying exactly how I want you, and you, when you come here, I will receive you with open arms. We used to sing a song when I was younger. He said unto Stephen, Stephen, welcome home. God is welcoming. He is welcoming you right now, saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. If anybody is athirst, come to me and drink, and out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. The Spirit and the bride are saying, come. We're beckoning. You know, God, will you go with us? Will you go to heaven? Will you receive what God has for you? Well, please open your heart this morning and hear what God has to say to you. I'm opening my heart and hearing what God has to say to me. Lord, I want more of you. It doesn't matter what position you hold in His kingdom. We're still little babies. Whether you're a minister, whether you're a newly saved, whether you're a newly wed, whether you're an old person, a 90-year-old, a 9-month-old, being brought to, you know, Monarch for the first time, it doesn't matter. God has a call for every single one of us. And He's saying, come to me. Come to me, and I will give you rest. Pray for me.